Welcome. Hey, if you don't know what's going on in the world, you better pay attention. This big government's trying to turn this country into something that it is not. They're trying to turn it into something else, and it will not be good for you. Big media is not telling you the truth, and you need to find out what's going on behind the scenes. Otherwise, there's millions of people out there are just being like lambs led to slaughter here. So you need to wake up, open your mind, look around at these different outlets, and find out what's really going on and not what they want you to hear. Because they do censor a lot of stuff, and you don't even get to hear not the only the truth, but you don't get to hear it at all. They will tell you what you need to know. So do you want to have your thinking done for you, be censored on what you can and can't watch, or do you want to watch it for yourself? You want to be able to think for yourself. Do that. Look around. Think for yourself. Open your mind and realize that you're being lied to by these big media corporations. They are backed by big money. And so you need to look at some of these littler outfits and stuff where people are behind the scenes here and understand what's really going on out there, what they're really trying to turn this country into. And that also has a whole lot to do with why they're just letting all these people over the border. There's a reason for that. It's not a mistake. They're doing it on purpose. A lot of this stuff is by design. They've been working on this stuff for years while the American people have been enjoying their lives, sitting on the couch, not realizing what's happening. You look at your main news, you turn your news on, you have no idea what's really going on behind the scenes. The only thing you know is what you're seeing right there on that TV. So I'm telling you, you just need to look and pay attention and research this stuff wherever you can. Now, I'm not telling you what to do, how to think, but I'm just trying to get you to wake up and look around. Your country is going down, and it needs to be stopped. So search out those who are trying to help this country and be properly informed. So let's look at some of the things that are going on behind the scenes in these big media outlets. But if you come home after work, start cooking dinner, flip on the evening news, you're most likely being duped, and these things are happening to you. Your local news is part of a bigger corporation, backed by big money, and you're hearing what they want you to hear. You're listening to what they want to say, and they're censoring you from things that you should really be able to think for yourself. Now, I would assume that you can think for yourself and not just follow like sheep. So in this podcast, let's uncover the truth and observe some of these political news clips. Because if all you're seeing is what you turn on at home and you're not looking around, you're really being deceived in a big, big way. I've been watching political news for the last few years and notice a pattern. And it's getting worse. It's different from these different media platforms. Some of them are getting real bad. They just downright lie to you, deceive, or censor something that you could watch yourself and make your own decision. But they don't want you to do that. For instance, Donald Trump's winning speech a few days ago. I was watching one of the news organizations, which is the reason why I'm here. They started talking over President Trump and saying that he was lying and spewing all this stuff out, and then also cut back to their studio talking about they're not going to put up lies or things that aren't true, saying that they don't do that because there's consequences for that. Well, that particular organization is the king of lies and deception. So we need to get into multiple perspectives and look at the underlying messages in these news clips. We aim to reveal the hidden truths and biases behind political news nowadays, these clips and how they shape our understanding of the current events. So let's kick back and relax and talk about this. I want to hear from you, and somehow we got to get you into this. And there's a lot of things here that I need to learn as well. So let's look beyond the surface of these shows and see what we can find out. And I've come up with some ideas here to help help you look around. You have to have your common sense, think for yourself, and have an open mind, as well as realizing your own biases so you can open your mind when you look at these other organizations. Now, there's a lot of different news organizations out there. I've seen a lot of them, and that's how I do my comparisons of everything. You kind of put it all together, and after a while, you start picking out what's true and what's not and who's lying and who's just having fun. Some organizations, if they're laid back, telling you everything, showing you both sides, and even the newscasters, if they're having a good time, well, then you know you're in the right place because they're not snarling and hissing and telling you that the American people are, or I guess as Hillary Clinton put it, deplorables, and they're this and they're that and they're scary and all this stuff. Totally the other way around. You will find out as we look at this stuff, as if one side that's accusing the other of anything, it's because they themselves are already doing it. If you're one of those people that just turns on that local newscast, then this podcast is for you. Let me know what you want to hear, and there's things, so you might be able to let me know what I can and can't put up on here as well. Otherwise, this would be a full video podcast, but I just want to make sure I do things right and not get out of overstep my bounds in any way. And I'm not here to tell you how to think or what you should do in any way. I just want to open your mind and get you to look around for the truth. And listen to these speeches like from the ex-president and such things for yourself. Don't let a news organization cut you out of it. You listen to it and you decide. And some of them will let you listen to it, and then they'll tell you what the guy said. No, you already listened to it. You don't believe their rhetoric and their twist on it. You're the one that heard it. What do you think? One place you can find a lot of diversity is YouTube. There's all kinds of different news organizations there, some that I'd never even heard of. I run into new ones about every day, as well as individuals, kind of like this, that put out content so you can get an idea of what's really going on out there. Now, as far as how to get a hold of me, interact with me, which I would love to do, I'd love to talk with people, get different ideas. As I believe subscriptions, if you subscribe, I should be able to get information where we can get some back and forth going, emails and such things. There are some pretty nasty things going on out there that you probably don't even know about. So hopefully this podcast can help shed some light on some of that stuff so that you know it's out there, you know what's going on. Most of it's behind your back and wouldn't be exposed if it weren't for some of these other outlets. So let's look around. Let's grab one of these clips and take a look. Now, these first clips I want to put up here because I mentioned them earlier. So we'll go ahead and get into this first one. And let me know what I can put up, if I can put up the video or not. Some of you out there may know more about that than I do. I know a lot of them do, but I don't know the do's and don'ts just yet. But I do think that you folks ought to hear some of this stuff. Maybe you already have, but a lot of people out there haven't. They haven't heard the other side of what's going on out here, especially in our politics and governmental stuff.
I can't imagine why they think that's a good thing.
Donald Trump declaring victory with a historically strong showing in the Iowa caucuses.
The projected winner of the Iowa caucuses has just started giving his victory speech. Of course, there is a reason that we and other news organizations have generally stopped giving an unfiltered live platform to remarks by former President Trump. It is not out of spite. It is not a decision that we relish.
Now, this is for the voters that supported Trump in Iowa.
These are white Christians. This is a state that is overrepresented by white Christians.
He voted for a guy who said, come, risk your lives for the grand wizard. Come in the snow and the sleet, because I am more important than your life.
It's that Trump has in some ways become a religion for a certain section of the American electorate, and especially for evangelicals, that it's not about the virtue anymore. It's about the vice that Trump expresses.
18%. So I think we're all sitting here
disgusted that they would vote for someone like this.
Okay, I went back and I listened to that speech. And for Donald Trump, it was really mellow. He congratulated his opponents and said nice things about them, teased them a little bit, had some fun with it. But yeah, I mean, there was nothing nasty about it. He laid out what he wants to do for the country. And there's a lot to it, but nothing like they're trying to portray it to be. Amelia, one gal, black gal on there, is always talking about racism, but she's got white hair. What's up with that? They also went on to say that all his numbers and all that were no big deal. It was nothing. Well, he made history. It was a landslide, more or less. And what I have come to find out about some of these organizations, they will say or do anything, outright lie to you, and show you pieces and bits and piece things together to make things look like something else. And it's just crazy. And it's getting more blatant all the time. And they're not even trying to hide it anymore. Something else that hasn't been talked about a whole lot, that just starting to come up in certain circles, whatever, if you start watching some of this stuff, is their confidence that Donald Trump will not make it. And there's also some talk about possible use of military even against Donald Trump and his followers. So some of this stuff, if you look at all of these things, you start to pick up on little things, and a lot of them that seem like nothing at first start to escalate, and you find out it becomes true a lot of the time. So all you can do to be informed is to look around at all of these things, make your own judgments, listen to these things from yourself, not hearsay, or certain organizations who want to censor anything but what they want you to hear. I see Trump's going to have a rally today. I think it's possibly around 2 o'clock my time here in Montana. I just saw it on an outfit called Right Side Broadcasting is putting it on, and probably on some other stuff. But if you go to that, say the Right Side Broadcasting, watch his rally and listen to his speech, and then go look at the news outlets later after he's done, after you've listened to it for yourself, and see the difference. See what they say. Make up your own mind after hearing it for yourself. I also want to say, if there's anything that you want to talk about out there, and it certainly doesn't have to be politics, if you just want somebody to talk to about anything, really, get a hold of me, and we'll talk about it. It doesn't have to be on the air. Could be in private or whatever. I've always talked to people about different issues and whatnot. It's just one of them things that just happens to come to me. But yeah, I mean, sometimes people just need somebody just to talk to. And I want to let you know I'm here for that. So give me a holler and subscribe, whatever it takes to get our information going so that we can communicate. You know, another thing to take note of is these congressional hearings, meetings in the Senate and in different places. And some of these people that are doing the country wrong are going to have to answer some tough questions. Well, that's kind of a joke. Nobody's doing a damn thing. But they do have a lot of meetings and a lot of hearings. And these people, they get asked these questions, all right, but they just stick their nose in the air and don't answer the question by just talking in circles. Or they repeat the same word or phrase over and over again after the questions are asked. And it's just ridiculous. Here's another clip I just ran into about possible election fraud. Imagine that. Somewhere in Michigan, some absentee ballots found in a storage unit. Let's take a listen.
289 absentee ballots were found in a storage unit in downtown Clio.
Rachel Stankey says she was first alerted back in 2021 about the possibility of absentee ballots being in a storage unit from someone who worked the election. At the time, Stankey says she told the Michigan Attorney General and Secretary of State's office. She later contacted Michigan State Police.
I went to contact the state police. That was my just to let them know of this person who was willing to file a report and say she had, you know, found these ballots in the store or found these ballots in the room. We got another tip that there was some township documents in a storage unit. So from there, I called the state police, and the state police are the ones who recovered those ballots in the storage unit.
MSP recovered the ballots in August. Several months ago, Stankey filed a Freedom of Information Act request for details regarding this investigation. Her request was approved, and she learned the storage unit was rented by a former township employee whose name was redacted in the FOIA paperwork.
I just found that interesting, since a lot of this stuff says that can't happen, but apparently it does, and it happens quite often. I think that was off of a news program called something like Michigan Now, something like that. This ran across this clip. I believe it's Fox News with clips of Kamala Harris on The View. Let's take a listen.
We've got a guy right now, the former president, running for office, openly saying that he promises to essentially be a dictator, right? A person running to become the commander-in-chief, who is admitting he would weaponize the Department of Justice.
Now, are you scared, first of all, what could happen if Trump ever became, God forbid, president again? And what are you going to do to stop the crazies?
I am scared as heck. So on all of those points, yes, we should all be scared.
Yeah.
But as we know, and certainly this is a table of very powerful women, we don't run away from something when we're scared. We fight back against it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's an example, I guess, of what I was talking about earlier, where they're claiming President Trump is going to do weaponize the Justice Department, FBI, or whatever. Yeah, she's claiming he's going to weaponize Department of Justice and he's going to be a dictator. I saw that speech where he said that, and it was something about his first day, and he was making a joke and something about redoing a bunch of stuff to help the country and keep the possibly illegals from taking over or something like that. And also weaponizing the Department of Justice, FBI, that's something that Kamala Harris and company is already doing. So that goes back to where I was saying earlier, if they're accusing Trump or whoever of something, it's because they are already doing it. And of course, there's all the fear-mongering, and anybody that opposes their side has to be reprogrammed, as Hillary put it, or you should be scared of them, which is ridiculous. And she also says that Trump has nothing to run on. Well, that's because the Republican side, Trump side, says the Biden administration has nothing to run on because everything's been a shambles with them, just nothing but downhill. So it's kind of weird that they turn this stuff around like that and just totally lying, just kind of pretty blatant, I think. So once again, if you go find the real speeches and what was really said, then you'll know the truth. And once again, that was Fox News just playing clips of Kamala Harris on The View, I think it was. So they probably had something to say about that, too. Now, if you've got a side that's twisting things and lying and flopping things around and pointing the finger the other way, what are they trying to hide? That's what you got to look at. Also, with this Trump thing, when they censored him, now, if he was so bad, think about it. They would want you to hear what he had to say because he would shoot himself in the foot. He would sound bad. You wouldn't want nothing to do with it. But on the other hand, you might like what he has to say. That's why they don't want you to hear it. Does not fit their agenda. Other than the nasty, deep establishment in Washington, you have your Democrats and your Republicans. And I can understand on issues on both sides, I can see where they're coming from. On one side, you might listen to that and go, yeah, it sounds good, but it can't happen because common sense tells you this, this, and this. What we have nowadays is that the deep establishment that wants to rule. Now, your old Democrats and your old Republicans basically had the same goal in mind. They just had different ideas on how to achieve it. And that was your argument. But the stuff they're doing nowadays is really nasty. And some of the stuff, if you don't know about it, will just blow your mind. And they have things in mind that are not good. And if you really look at this stuff, you can pick it out and see that there's something coming. Something to keep in mind is be aware of your own bias and also examine the source of their information. Look for multiple perspectives as well, like the other stations and whatnot, and different outlets and different, even just general people that are put stuff out there. And pay attention to the language and tone and do some fact checking. There are different outfits out there that you can look at that actually fact check if you want to get into that. Well, something else to look for that's real interesting is these the big three or four or whatever it is, news outlets, they're all backed by big money people. And they have their script and they say what those people want you to hear and tell you. Now, something kind of humorous to look out for is in a current event where all the outlets are talking about the same thing or more or less, look for, especially with the big three or four or whatever they are, is certain words or phrases. Now, if you were to line them up all in a row, you will hear the exact same thing from one to the other over and over again, just like clockwork, because it's all laid out there for them. And that's what they want to hammer at you. Now, if there were a real reporter's real news outlet, they would report the news, non-bias, both sides, and let you make the decision. But that's not the way it is nowadays with the big news organizations. Now, I think we'll wrap this up for the day. I don't want to make this too long. I do have a lot of stuff we can cover on looking out for different things. And like I said before, if you just want to talk about something or even whether it's just off air or just contact me, just general conversation or I don't know what have you, just need somebody to talk to, why, let me know. I'd be glad to interact with listeners out there. That's my goal. And so anyway, take care. Go to these different outlets, go to the YouTube, listen to everybody, and think for yourself. Take care. Until next time.